I've invited Angelo to church, but I've never asked if he's saved. I'm not sure how to bring it up.
Well, why don't you pray and ask God how to bring it up? You know, he's got all the best ideas. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. So when you think about sharing your faith with your friends, do you ever feel a little afraid? Maybe you think it would hurt your friendship or that your friend might think you're being pushy or judgmental. But no matter how they feel about it, it's way more important for us to tell them about Jesus. After all, what Jesus has done for us is the good news. Just like it says in Psalm 71, "My mouth will tell about how right and good you are and about your saving acts all day long." And now our story today, it's called Lesson from a Little Brother. "Little kids are so funny," Braden said, laughing as he came into the kitchen. "Finn and his friend Arlo are playing war. They're upstairs building a bunker in the bathtub, filling it with pillows. We'd better be careful, Dad. According to them, there are bombers overhead, submarines all around the house, and tanks roaring up the street." Dad chuckled. "I see what you mean." "But get this, Dad," said Braden. "I was standing outside the bathroom, and I heard Finn say, 'Are you going to heaven, Arlo?' And Arlo said, 'I don't know.' Then Finn said, 'We could die in this battle, and it's real important to know you're going to heaven to be with Jesus when you die. So repeat after me.' And Dad, he led Arlo in a prayer to accept Jesus."
"That's amazing," said Dad.
"But Dad, the danger isn't even real," said Braden.
"Well, the war they're preparing for in the bathtub certainly isn't real," Dad agreed. "But I'm proud my little boy loves his friend enough to want him to be safe, even in a bathtub war."
"Finn's right. It's important to know you're going to heaven to be with Jesus. Any one of us could die at any time."
"That's true," Braden said. "I guess you can learn things from a little brother. I know I could do a better job of talking to my friends about Jesus."
He frowned. "I've invited Angelo to church events, but I don't think I've ever asked him straight out if he's saved. I guess I should talk to him about it, but I'm not sure how to get started."
"Why don't you start by talking to God about it?" Dad suggested.
"I'll do that too. Then come back and we'll see what ideas we can come up with."
Braden nodded.
"Okay, Dad. Thanks." He started to leave, then turned back.
"But what about Arlo? Do you think he's really saved now?"
"I don't know," said Dad. "If he truly trusts in Jesus, he is. I'll talk to him about it and make sure he understands who Jesus is and how he can know he's going to spend eternity with him."
Well, what about you? Do you know if your friends have trusted Jesus as their Savior? Are they going to spend eternity with him? It's an important decision for them to make, and no one can be certain of how much time they have left on earth to make that decision. Talk about it with them. Tell them how Jesus has saved you and what he's done in your life. Let them know you want to see them in heaven one day with Jesus. Our key verse today is Psalm 71:15.
"My mouth will tell about how right and good you are and about your saving acts all day long."
And our key thought, tell friends about Jesus.
I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story. If you like the stories, now you can read them on your own by going to the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your grown-ups to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids Unlimited account, and you can go back in time and find every story from the past. Plus, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio, and you'll even be able to discover more stories on demand, like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.